Triple H Media production.
Hey, look! A Piggly Wiggly. Looks like it's already being picked over, damn it. Doesn't matter. I can't carry much more anyway. What the hell happened here? Better question? Who the hell has this kind of firepower to kill off a horde this big? Damn. The military. Had to be the military. Look at these things. They were blown to bits. Well, let's start collecting IDs. And we'll start with this leg. Or not. No pockets. How about you then? Let's roll you over and look at you. What? When did the military start using arrows? No. This wasn't the military's work. What the hell happened here?
Destroyed. You can only depend on yourself. You survive by yourself. You survive solo.
This isn't that old. Whoever did this may still be around. Alright. Sorry, everybody. I'm afraid I can't collect your IDs. I'm politely asking everyone to please stay where you are. I'll be back to collect when I can. If anyone disagrees, speak up now. Good. See you soon. I need to find somewhere to go. I can't just be roaming around. A safe place, but where? I need to find out what's around here. I need a map, but hell. Nobody uses maps anymore. All those stupid electronic GPS gizmos. I need to find... Come on. Ha ha! There's one. Wow. She's beautiful. 1964 Ford Fairlane. What a beaut. I lost my virginity in one of these. Oh, that was a long time ago. But you know what? Old car equals old man equals old school. Sorry, old timer. My apologies, Mr. Shriver. Godspeed. I just need to get you a glove box here real quick. Let's see what we got. Let's see. I'm right here. Well, I think I'm right here. Wait. What's this big square? H7. Fort Quirk. So that's where those sons of bitches are coming from. According to the map, it's... Damn. That's gonna take a whole lot of walking. Most of the gas in these cars have either been siphoned or gone bad. So, caveman style it is. Walking. According to the map, we need to head this way a few blocks and hang a left towards the south. Alright, let's go. Alright. So we turn left here. Ah, ya bastards! Did you really have to destroy the Taco Bell? What's this damn world turning to? Freaking haters. It's getting late. The sun's starting to set. It's almost time for the crazies to come out and mingle. I need to start looking for a place to stay. Somewhere that's secluded and hopefully safe. Hell, right now I'll even settle for a Motel 6. No, wait. Snap out of it, old-timer. You're not that desperate yet. But I do need to find something somewhere. Besides, I'm starting to get real sore. Ah, perfect timing. A dirt road. This should take me way out of view of anybody. Detour it is. You know, I can hear John already whining about how tired he is and how he just wants to stay over that barn over there. Barn? Wait, what? John, you're a freaking genius. Even dead, you're a big help. Thanks, big guy. As long as she keeps me warm and dry, that's all that matters. And as long as I'm quiet, no one or thing will even know I'm here. Whoa! Ah, hell. Well, there goes the safe part. I'm not fixing that damn door. Dang, no straw. Nothing. This is going to be one very uncomfortable nap. I take that back. I see some old horse blankets. They stink, but it's better than nothing. Now, where do I sleep? There, perfect. Over in that far corner, behind the stairs. Dark and secluded. That should work just fine. Feels so good to get that gun off my shoulder. Can't forget this little guy. I am so hungry. The last time I ate was at that donut shop and I threw it all up. Michael! You freaking idiot! The damn donuts! How could I forget? Hello, ladies. So glad to see you again. So good. I can't believe I forgot. Where's my canteen? Dinner at its finest. Maybe this time I can hold it down. Sure do wish I had my cell phone right now. I used to watch YouTube until I fell asleep. Looks like those days are over. Well, or nights. Whatever. Let's just lay down and wait.
I'm having fun, Daddy. I've never been camping before.
I am too, honey. I thought you might enjoy a little daddy time.
I am.
Good. Me too, Pumpkin. So, you miss your mother yet?
No.
No, I figured you would by now.
I mean, we're going to be here tomorrow anyways, right?
I mean, yeah, we'll be here for part of tomorrow, but tomorrow we do gotta head back to your mother, you know. I'm sure she misses us both. Well, mainly you.
Daddy?
Yes, Pumpkin?
Can we go fishing now? I want to catch the biggest fish in the river.
And that's exactly what we're gonna do. Let's finish breakfast and we'll head straight to the river. Deal? Sarah, did you hear me? Do we have a... No! You bastard! Get off me! I... Now! Get off me! Stop! Stop!
Yeah, I don't think so, old man.
What? Who the hell are you?
Your worst nightmare if you don't give me your supplies and weapons.
No! Go!
Give me your guns and supplies.
I said...
I'm only going to ask you one more time. Give me your stuff.
How will I survive if I don't have my gun, you dumb fuck?
That's not my problem, amigo. Now, give them to me.
bite me.
Guys, show this old timer what we do to people who don't comply.
Come on, guys. We can talk about this, right? How about a donut? Is that all you got, you pussies? Freaking cowards. Who surprises an old man? Beats him up with four men, takes everything he has, and leaves him for dead. Newsflash, bitches. I'm not dead. Close, but not there yet. Well, I know I have at least one broken rib. By the feel of it, a split lip and two very swollen eyes. I'm taking a stab in the dark here, but I think I just had my ass handed to me. I don't think I'll be heading toward that military base anytime soon. Well, look on the bright side. It's breakfast time. I should have one more donut left in my... Damn it! They took my bag! And all my guns! Damn it! Ow! Ow! No food. No supplies. No protection. But hey, I still have my free boots. Well, I guess I need to try to find something to eat and maybe some new supplies. I can't go back into town. It's too far now, and let's face it, I am in no shape to be traveling at all. Wait, maybe I won't have to. This is an old barn, right? Which means there may be an old farmhouse close by. I could have missed it last night. It was getting pretty dark. So let's take a peek outside and see what's out there. I knew it. There is a house. The question now is there anything worthwhile in there? Only one way to find out. Field trip. I just hope the old farmer and his old lady isn't in there. Dead or alive. Oh, look, a pond. I wouldn't mind a good old fish fry. I can hide behind that tree up there and make sure no one's home. it looks quiet. I don't see any movement. Let's give it a shot. Damn it, quiet old man. That looked like the kitchen over there. You have got to be kidding me. Look at all this food. Damn. Even the fridge is full. And cold? Crap. Someone's gotta be in here. God, I love peanut butter and chocolate. The normal life. I don't hear no one walking around. Let's see what else is in here I can borrow. Nothing in here, really. I want to go upstairs, but hell, I've watched enough movies to know that's a bad idea. So upstairs it is. Hello. I think it's all clear. Jackpot! Clean underwear and socks! These things are worth their weight in gold right now. I think I'll take some of these with me, thank you. Thank God for pockets. Those were the assholes that beat the shit out of me. And there's my bag.
Can I help you?
No, I'm good, but thanks. Damn it. Not again.
Guys, wake up. We have a guest. Finish him.
That concludes this week of Solo Season 2. We invite you to come back next week for a new episode. As always, we invite you to visit our Patreon page by going to patreon.com/hillbillyhorrorhouse. We'll see you next week, if any of you survive long enough.